Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Sade. How may I assist you?
Yes, ma'am. My name is Brian McCormick, and I just got a, I just checked my balance at my bank, and I got a $59 some odd cent charge from this phone number. I need to know what it's for because I didn't authorize it.
Provide me with your zip code.
25705.
Can you verify your address for me?
125 Olive Street, Huntington, West Virginia, 25705.
Okay, let's see here. So it looks like you enter into a contest for a Dyson vacuum cleaner. And once you enter into that contest, it did include a meal planning app called the Bites Hub. And this app cuts your sugar and carb cravings. And it costs $59.89 a month, but I can go ahead and discount it to $20 if you want to continue with it.
No, I don't want it, period.
Okay, well, just give me one moment to get it canceled.
I'll know better to go answer any surveys anymore. Well, that's... I just talked to my bank, and they asked me if I filled out a survey. I said, yeah, I filled out a survey for a free Dyson vacuum cleaner, and evidently they got this attached to it, and I didn't know it. So I'm going to have to go get me another bank card.
You probably don't have to get another bank card. Since I am getting it canceled, you will not be billed any further, and I can provide you with the cancellation number now.
Let me get a pen here. Okay, go ahead with the number, ma'am.
It's C as in Charlie.
Okay.
920-596.
Okay. Okay.
568.
Okay.
Okay, so that's the whole number, and I did successfully get it canceled. You will not be billed any further, and I just want to thank you. Go ahead.
That $59 will be back in my account?
Yes, sir. Just give it, let's see. Look like the payment is only pending, and once I canceled out the account, those funds should automatically return back to your account.
Okay, I appreciate it, ma'am. Thank you very much, and you have a good day.
You too. Thank you for calling customer support. Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.